Yeah, Parshas Toldos. The first pasuk starts off, V'yele Toldos Yitzchok ben Avraham, Avraham Hoyleres Yitzchok. And Rashi says, when the pasuk says, V'yele Toldos Yitzchok, these are the Toldos, the children of Yitzchok. So Rashi says, really what it means is, Yaakov V'Esav Ha'amurim B'Parsha. That it goes on Yaakov and Esav, the two children of Yitzchok, that the Parsha will talk about. So the question is, what is Rashi teaching us? Like Pshita, we know this, that the Toldos of Yitzchok is Yaakov and Esav. What is Rashi coming to answer? So some of Rashi want to say that it starts off with V'Ela, with a Vav. Now usually we know whenever it says a V'Ela, it's Moisef Ala Rishonim. It adds on to what it said before. If it just says Ela, it's starting something new. But when it says the V'Ela, it's being Moisef Ala Rishon, it's adding on to what we said before. So the question is, what does the Toldos of Yitzchak now have to do with the Parsha before? The Chur before, we spoke about Avraham Avinu, that he had Yitzchak and he had Yishmael, and the end of the Parsha Taka was talking about again, that Avraham took back Keturah, took back Hagar, and he had even more children. So the end of the Parsha talks about V'ela Toldos Yishmael, spoke about the children of Yishmael ben Avraham. So what is the V'ela now, the Vav being Moisef Alinyan Rishon? Some want to say the Pshat from Rashi is answering this by saying that Yitzchak also had two children. Yitzchak had Yaakov and Esav. Now Yaakov was the Tzaddik and Esav was the Rasha. And that's the same thing that happened to Avraham Avinu also. Avraham had two children. Avraham had Yishmael and then he had Yitzchak. Yishmael remained the Rasha even though at the end he did Tshuva. But Yitzchak, he was the one that was a Tzaddik. He was the Hamshach of Klal Yisrael. So Rashi means here now, V'ela Toldos. This is like a continuation of Avraham Avinu, the Parsha before. The continuation is that Yitzchak also had two children, a Yaakov and an Esav. One was a Tzaddik and one was a Rasha. And then Rashi explains how Murim B'Parsha means even though it doesn't say it right now, but since it talks about it soon in this Parsha, that's considered here. So what the pasuk is teaching us is that V'yelo told us Yitzchak that these were the continuation, the children of Yitzchak, just like happened by his father. And the Pshat the Mefarshim want to say is that when a tzaddik like Avraham Avinu had a Yishmael first, because the Pshat is that Avraham Avinu came from Terach, and it was a shervish of Ra in him, so the bad he gave off into this Rosh, into the Yishmael. But all the Toiv went into Yitzchak. Now when Yitzchak had two children, even though Yitzchak was a little bit more pure already, but he was not completely pure yet, he also had still a little bit pseudos in him, that his pseudos went into Esav. But Yaakov that came out, he was pure, and that's why when Yaakov Avinu had his children, he had the Yud Beis Shvatim, there was no pseudos, they were kula l'tayv. Now, also in the first pasuk, the question is, like, what does it have to say that Avraham Hoyleres es Yitzchok? We know that before. Like, now we're starting to talk now about the Toldos of Yitzchok. So what does it have to end off with that Avraham Hoyleres Yitzchok? So some of the Kliyoka want to say that the Pshat is, like Rashi brings down later, that Rivka was in Nakora, she couldn't have children. So they both started to daven to Hashem. So Yitzchak daven to Hashem, and Rivka daven to Hashem. And the Pasuk says, though, that Vayetar Yitzchak l'Hashem Monechach Nishtoi ki Akorhi, V'yayose Loi Hashem, Hashem answered him. And it says Loi to him, so Rashi brings down that Hashem answered Yitzchak, and Mashman not because of Rivka's tefillah.
And Rashi brings down from the Gemara in Yevamis that says that Shein Adoima, Tefillas Tzadik Ben Tzadik, Le Tefillas Tzadik Ben Rosha. Lafikach Loi V'Loi Lo. That's why Hashem listened to him, to Yitzchak, because he was a tzaddik ben tzaddik. Mashen Kain Rivka, she was not a tzaddik ben tzaddik. Therefore Hashem did not listen to her. So it comes out, it's very good, the first pasuk, that V'ela told us Yitzchak, these were like the children of Yitzchak ben Avram. Now how come Yitzchak had children? His wife was an Akara, she couldn't have children. Was because he davened to Hashem. Now how come Hashem listened to the tefillah of Yitzchak? That was because Avram heard us Yitzchak. Because Yitzchak's father was Avram, he was a tzaddik. So it comes out, Yitzchak the tzaddik was the son of the tzaddik, that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu listened to his tefillah. So that's why he was able to have children, because he was a tzaddik, a ben tzaddik. Now, really, on this Gemara in Yevamos, really, it's like it's a question, like how come Hashem didn't listen to Rivka? But the next pasuk says, "Vayihi Yitzchok ben Aboyim Shono pekachto yes Rivka bas Besuel Harami mipaden Aram achois loven Harami lelisha." So pasuk says clearly again, who did Yitzchok marry? He married Rivka, which was the bas Besuel Harami. She came from Padan Aram, and she was achois loven. She was a sister of loven Harami. So Rashi speaks out here, like, why does he have to repeat itself again? We know all this already. So Rashi says, like, it's common to say the shvach, the praise of Rivka, that even though she was the daughter of a Rasha, and her brother was a Rasha, and she came from a place where all the people there were Rishoyim, and still she did not learn from them, I say him, she didn't learn to do bit from them, that's a tremendous shvach, a tremendous praise. So it comes out that the fact that she had a mishpach of Rishoyim, it's only a tremendous praise to her that she was still a tzaddikus. So how come the Gemara in Yevamos says that Hashem did not listen to her tefillah, but rather to Yitzchak's tefillah, because he was like a tzaddik ben tzaddik? But it's a tremendous midah to be a tzaddik ben rosh, like to be a baal tshuva. So some want to say that there's a Gemara in Brochus that says that Yochanan Metzakeh, when his son became sick, he went to his Talmud to daven for him. And it worked. And his wife came to ask him, as the pshat, is your Talmud greater than you? Like, how come you didn't daven to Hashem for your own son? And he answered back to say, there's a mid of, I'm like a sar lefnei hamelech, and he's like an evit lefnei hamelech. In other words, true, Rabbi Yochanan Metzakeh was greater, but he's like a sar, he's like a prince. A prince, still, before you come into the king, you still have to have permission. You can't just walk in whenever you want. But an Eved is the pshat, is like the slave, the servant there. He's there by the king the whole time. He could just come in whenever he wants to talk to the king. So there's such a mid of being an Eved, lefnei Hashem. So good be here also for this tefillah, for the reason to come in to daven to Hashem. Hashem should listen to you any time. There's a special mid of being like an Eved, lefnei Hashem. So Tzadik ben Tzadik, since this was close because of his father even, that's like an Eved, lefnei Hashem. Here Hashem listened to his tefillah more than the tefillah of Rivka, even though she was also a tremendous madrega of like Gedda, like a Balas Tshuva, of not learning from the Ra, but staying with the Toiv. Then Apostle Chofalafet says that Vayeta Yitzchak LaHashem Olechas Ishtoi Ki Akorihi, that Yitzchak davened to Hashem because of his wife, because she was in Akorah, she couldn't have children. Then it says Vayosel LaHashem Atarev Kishtoi. The Rabbeinu Bechai is Medayik, how come the Apostle doesn't first say that she was in Akorah? Like first should sort of said the reason why he's davening to Hashem, and then he's davening that his wife should have children. But rather the pasuk starts off right away that Vayeta Yitzchak LaHashem, Yitzchak started to daven to Hashem right away. So he says here, this is the pshat wheel in the famous Medrash that says that Mifnei Ma Nisakru Himois, how come the mothers were Akaras, couldn't have children? Mifnei Shakodesh Baruch Hu Misavet L'Tfilosan Shel Tzadikim, that Akadosh Baruch Hu has love and is waiting for the tefillah of the Tzadikim. So it comes out the reason why she was in Akorah was because Hashem wanted to hear their tefillahs. So the main thing was their tefillah. The tefillah, the secondary, was the fact that she was in Akorah. But she was only in Akorah because Hashem wanted them to daven to him. So therefore it says the vayeta, the tefillah first, because that was the main thing. And also the Rabbeinu Bechaya says, we'll learn out from here how great the koyach of tefillah is, that it could change over a teva. Even though they were born to be Akoras, they were born not to have children, through their tefillah, through their davening to Hashem, Hashem changed it over and gave her a womb that she was able to have a child. And also that's this Lashon, it says Vayayotzer here. It doesn't say Lashon of Vayispalel or Vayizak, but rather this Vayayotzer, which is the Gemara in Sukkah says, that Lomonim Shalot Filosin Shot Tzadikim Loser, why is the Tfilah Daimed to like a pitchfork? That Ma'asa Zeh, just like this pitchfork, Mahapich Hagurin Hazem Imokal Imokam, you could turn over the wheat like, or the hay, from one place to another place. Iskach Tfilosin Shal Tzadike Mishapeches, Daitesh Lakorish Boruchu, Mimides Achzorius, Lemides Rachmonius. That the Tfilah of Tzadikim helps so much to change over HaKadosh Baruch Hu's moods, that even though it's in the mid of Achzorius, he has a Gzar Din of Ra to give to us, still that Tfilah could help to change it over, to bring it into the Midas of Rachmonis.
So there's a tremendous limit here that the tefillah was the main thing here, and the akara was only a sibah reason why they went to daven.
Then in Posek Chof Ches it says that Vayehav Yitzchok es Esav, that Yitzchok loved Esav ki tzayid befiv, because what he caught was in his mouth. V'rivka oyheves as Yaakov, but Rivka, she loved Yaakov. Now exactly what does it mean ki tzayid befiv? So Rashi brings down two pshotim. First Rashi says ki taguma, that the targum says befiv shal Yitzchok, in the mouth of Yitzchok. So Pasha, that means because he hunted food for Yitzchak, since he gave food for Yitzchak to eat, that's why Yitzchak loved Esav. Second Pshat Rashi says, means bepiv shel Esav, in the mouth of Esav. That means shahyutzad Esav merameyu bedvorov. Esav was fooling his father. Like it's brought down, he used to ask his father, do I have to take off Maisa from salt? So he fooled his father. But Rashi's first Pshat is, ki tzayin bepiv means in the piv of Yitzchak. Now, Stam, you have to understand, how come Yitzchak loved Esav? For what purpose did Yitzchak love Esav? It's hard to say that really he didn't realize that Yaakov was the tzaddik and Esav wasn't such a tzaddik. How come the Pasuk says, Vayehav Yitzchak es Esav, that Yitzchak loved Esav? Now, some of our Shimon explained really like this. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, that the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Peites says that Omru Chachamenu, the Chum said, Ki losid lova yifna kodesh baruch lechol echad min avos v'yayim alay. That losid lova, when it comes to the end of the Gula, the end of the Golis, like Hashem is going to ask the three of us, Bonecha chotu, your children are doing chatoyim, come and save them. So the Gemara says that Avram v'Yaakov Yermu, Avram Avinu, when Yaakov Avinu answered back to Hashem and says to Hashem, Im chotu, if Klai Yisrael doin chatoyim, yavoyu al onshem, they have to receive their punishment. Is yimchu akdusha shemecha, like wipe them out because of kedushas Hashem. Avo Yitzchok, but the Gemara says when Hashem came to Yitzchok, Yitzchok yaschil lashav cheshbeinus v'yachiyach. Yitzchok started to taina to ask back to Hashem and to please save Klai Yisrael. Al kama puotim v'yafosim heim chatoyim shelbonov v'yam l'tzlev aleim. That listen, they're still your children, you have to have rachmonis on them. So it comes out that Yitzchok Avinu, he was the one that was Narzmatzel, save Klai Yisrael. So really you have to understand this, how come Yitzchok was the one to save him? Really Yitzchok's midah was gevura, was yira. Vashenken Avram Avinu's midah was chesed, and now Yaakov Avinu's midah was emes. How come they didn't come to save Klai Yisrael? So Mashman the Pshat could be that Avram Avinu and Yaakov, they held no. If Klai Yisrael do chatoyim, they deserve to get the punishment. The punishment will be at kapora for them. However, Yitzchok, the Pshat is here in the Pasuk, it says that Vayehav Yitzchok es Esav, that Yitzchok loved Esav. So the Pshat is that Yitzchok says a taina back to Hashem, like, listen, me, myself, I loved my son Esav, even though he was a Rosha, even though he was doing Ra. Still, I loved him. So the Pshat is, because he's my son, and my son, I had Rachmanis on him, and therefore I forgave him for whatever he did. So like Yitzchok taines back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same way I did to my son Esav, that's the way Hashem should do to Klai Yisrael. That even if Klai Yisrael are doing chatoyim, still have Rachmanis, have mercy upon them, and don't wipe them out. So this is the Mepharshim, that's the Pshat in this Pasuk, that Vayehav Yitzchok es Esav, that Yitzchok Avinu loved Esav ki tzayit befiv. The Rashi says it means bepiv shal Yitzchok, that Yitzchok is going to have a taina back to Hashem now, like not to wipe out Klai Yisrael even if they do chatoyim, because just like I am loving my son Esav now, the same way Hashem should love Klai Yisrael even though they are doing chatoyim. Now in this pasuk, the Shloz is medayik, like by Yitzchok it says Vayehav Yitzchok as Esav, a lotion in the past, like Yitzchok loved Esav. But at the end of Rivka or Yeheves as Yaakov. But Rivka right now, Loshen Hoiver, right now, present tense, she is loving Yaakov. And the Pshat is because that Yitzchok loved Esav, the Pshat was, it could be, that at the beginning it was a nikri, couldn't tell how bad he really was. So therefore the love started at the beginning. But the longer he got to know him, the longer they were together, the love didn't build up more and more and more and more. It was just the love he had it from before. Mashen came by Rivka, when Rivka went to love Yaakov, the Pshat is every single day, there's a new reason why to love Yaakov.
It's called the present tent. Present tense, in other words, Yaakov the Tzaddik was doing Maisim Tovim and Mitzvahs, therefore there's a reason now every single day to go to love your son. And really there's a Medrash at the beginning of this parasha on the first Pasuk of Yehle told us Yitzchak, so the Medrash brings down a Pasuk in Mishlei, that the Pasuk says, Gil Yogil Avi Tzaddik, like the father of a Tzaddik should be very happy, Gil Yogil, a double Lashon of Simcha, and Yerlet Chochem Yismach Boy. When a Chochem gives birth, when he gives birth to a Chochem, Yismach Boy, he should be happy. So really the Guru explains, like, what's the difference between the Lashon of Gila and the Lashon of Simcha? So he says, Gila is a Lashon that happens often. Tamidi, a happiness that comes often, you always have this happiness, that's the Lashon of Gil, Yogil. Mashenkin, Simcha is for something, a special occasion, is called a Simcha. So pshat here is that when you first give birth to your son, that's a special occasion, that's called Simcha. However, really like the Satan Rebbe explains like this, that Mashenki, when you first have a son, it's a tremendous Simcha, but the Simcha is not nigmar, it's not finished, like you don't know if he's going to turn out to be a good son or a bad son. But later on, when the son grows up and does mitzvahs, does maisim tovim, that you see you have a good son, then like it's a double simcha to you. It's a simcha that not only you have a son, but you have a son that's on the right way, the right derech. So that's what the pasuk means, gil yogil avi tzaddik. The father of a tzaddik should gil yogil always be happy. Like the Gros says, a tamidis, you'll always be happy if you have a son that's doing the right things, doing mitzvahs, a maisim tovim, you'll always be happy with him. So it comes out here also that by Rivka it says Verivka oy heves es Yaakov. A lot like in the present tense, she is loving Yaakov now like every single second, there's a reason to love him. If you have a tzaddik, if you have somebody that a tzaddik that does maisim tovim, so it's like a double simcha. There's a reason every second now to continue love him. Then the pasuk says that Vayozid Yaakov Nozid, that Yaakov was making like a beans. Esav came home and Esav was tired. And Vayomer Esav Yaakov Haliteini no, like please pour me mina odom azeh from this red stuff. Ki yoyef unoch, I'm very tired. Hakein korosh shmo yedom, therefore they call this food edom. So the question is, if what Yaakov really was making, like Rashi says, was adoshim, like lentils, if so, like, how come Esav didn't ask directly for the food? How come he just called it, the pasuk emphasizes, Mino Odom Odom Azeh, like this red thing, and therefore it says, Arkein Korosh Mayedom, therefore the Ramban learns it goes on the food. That's why they called the food Edom. And what's his lotion of Haliteini, like, pour it down my mouth? And Rashi says, Eftach Piv, open up my mouth, Ushvoich Harba Teuchah, throw a lot down to me. Like, how come he spoke like this? Why didn't he say Lashon of Achili once eat it? Like, that this is not the way you enjoy food. We know to enjoy food, you have to chew it, you have to swallow it, you have to eat it nicely. What's this Lashon that Esav? True, he was hungry, but what's this Lashon of Haliteini no? And Rashi says it just means, like, pour it down my mouth. So the Beis Levi wants to explain like this, that really we know, like Rashi says, that the reason why Yaakov was making these adoshim, these lentils, was because today was the day that Yitzchak was nifta. And therefore, like, Yaakov was like sitting shiva. And we know after the akvura, you have a sudis havroa, that you're supposed to eat adoshim, you're supposed to eat the novel, eat things that are round. That, like, we eat an egg or a bagel, it shows like the whole world is a round world, a galgal achoizer. So Yaakov Avinu was sitting down now like an oval and eating these adoshim. Now Esav came in, and Esav wasn't Isaac in the Kfura. Esav wasn't Isaac in the Avelis of Yitzchak. So really now Esav felt a little bit bad. Like Esav figured, like, how could I go sit down now and worry about eating? I'm sorry, yeah, like a chazer now, if Yaakov is sitting down to sit shiva for our father. So therefore, Esav did not want to look at the type of food it is. He didn't say, give me from the Yadoshim. Because if he would have said that, then he would have realized, like you realize it's a food of an ovil. What are you doing running around? You should also be sitting down and being an ovil. So therefore, Esav like tried to overlook the type of food, and rather just said, Haliteini no mino odom odom azeh, please pour me in this red stuff here. Because by pouring it, he won't be able to have to look in the food itself.
Whereas if you were to start to take a spoon and start to eat from it, when you pick up the food, you would see what it is, and if you'd see it's Adoshim, so Esav would also have to sit down like in Sitchiva. So that's why the Torah explains and elaborates here. That just says, Esav HaRosha, all he did was Halitain, you know, like, please pour it down my mouth. I shouldn't even have to look at the food. And give me this red stuff. So it was also part of the rishis of Esav. And we know that Yaakov answered back and said, sell me today your Bechorah. If you sell me the Bechorah, I'll give you the food. And that's what happened, that Esav sold the Bechorah to Yaakov. And therefore it says, V'yakev nosan li'esav lechem u'nezid adoshim v'yechal li'edit v'yesh, and drank, v'yokem v'yelech, he got up and he went away. And the pasuk ends off, V'yivez esav esabchayra. That Esav despised the bechayra. That was the chet of Esav, that he despised it. Now exactly what type of a mechira, how the sale went through, some of Farshim learned that this food that Yaakov gave was not really the payment for the Bechorah. Really, Yaakov paid Esav a lot of money for the Bechorah. This was just like his Eiris, like a Suda, for the sale. But really, the sale was that Esav figured he doesn't need any Ruchnis. He's only going to live on this world, he's going to die, he doesn't need Ruchnis. He was only worried about Olam Hazeh. So therefore, he was willing to sell the Bechor, which is an Indian of Ruchnis. And that's why right now Esav did not have any complaints against Yaakov, because Esav did not want the Bechorah. However, later on, by the Brochus, when Esav heard that Yitzchak gave a Brocha to Yaakov, and the Brochus was of Olam Hazeh, the Brochus of Yitzchak L'cholakim Itala Shemayim, that Yitzchak gave the Brochus of Olam Hazeh to Esav, that's later when Esav got so frightened, and then Esav said that Yaakov gypped me twice. Then he first realized that he gypped him by the Bechor. That he said, then you tricked me twice, that you took away my Brocha, and you also took away the Bechor from me. Like, how come all of a sudden later on Esav was worried about the Bechor? Right now it's Mashmi, he sold it, and he was happy with the sale. But the pshat is like this, that Esav like figured he's selling now to Yaakov a sale. You give me the whole Olam Hazeh, you give me all the enjoyment of this world, and I'll sell to you the enjoyment of the next world, the Ruchnius. So that was a good sale, Esav was happy with that. But later on, Bishas the Brocha, when Yitzchak gave the Brocha to Yaakov, and it was a Brocha of enjoying this world, so it comes out that now Esav felt bad that he sold the Bechor. Like he said, that sale wasn't a good sale. That sale was that I get Olam Hazeh, I get this world enjoyment here, and you get the Ruchnius. So if you're going to take the brachas of this world, of Olam Hazeh, it's like you're taking both away from me. You're taking Olam Hazeh and you're taking the Ruchnius. So therefore later on, Esav woke up to say, like Yaakov, you tricked me twice. You took away the Bechor, and you're not giving me the Olam Hazeh. If you're also keeping the Olam Hazeh, then the sale is no good. So then Esav felt bad why Yaakov did these two things to him. Now, the Gemara in Baba Basra says that on this day, Esav did five big averis. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Chomesh averis avar oisa rosha b'yemhu. Five big averis Esav did this day. Bo'a nara hamarosa. He lived with a lady that had kedushin with a man. She's a nara hamarosa. She didn't live with a husband yet, but Esav went a chapter and lived with her first. Secondly, v'horages hanefesh. Esav killed somebody that day. Third, v'kofar b'tchias ha-mesim. He denied tchias ha-mesim. V'kofar b'yikr. He denied Hashem. V'shot esbah ha-bchor. He also sold the b'chor. He was mevazah the b'chor. These are the five averas that Esav did this one day. And the famous question is, these are five big averas. So how come the pasuk here only picks on one avera that Esav did, and the pasuk says, Vayiveis Esav es ha-bchor. He despised the b'chorah. Like, why didn't it talk about the other four averas? The chura, those averas were much bigger than this one avera here of Vayiveis es ha-bchor. The sale from Baron Kotler Zatzal wanted to say like this, that this is saying the reason why Esav went to do all those big averas. Like, to do the big averas really was nothing, because it was a vayiveis.
like Esav despised anything to do with Ruchnius. He was not machshavit, he didn't think of it as anything. If you don't think it's anything, then there's nothing why Esav like did all these averus. Ruchnius, like Hashem, means nothing to him. But how do we see all this? In this instance of Vayivez Esav HaSabachara, like here he went to sell his Ruchnius to Yaakov, for Oilam Hazeh, for Cholent, for beans, as if to say to him the Ruchnius means nothing. So that's the worst type of a chet you could do. If you just make away with all the ruchnius, if it means nothing, that's the worst thing. If you hold ruchnius means something, you do mitzvahs. Just sometimes you do an avera, okay? You can't give in. Your yetzara is too strong. You have to give in to him sometimes. But here, Esav, the terrorist, saying this is the worst thing.
That he just despised the ruchnius. It meant nothing to him. Therefore, he sold it. And that's the reason why he came to do all the other five, the other big four averus. Now the Das is came with Balatosis brings down here that he says Venimtsa b'sefer Reb Yehuda Chosid that mikana to lomar from here we learn out shim yesh biyad rosha sefer Torah a mitzvah acheres. If a Rosh is holding on to a Sefer Torah or another mitzvah, let's say like tefillin, the muta letzadik leremoisai velitle memenu. A tzadik has the right to fool him, to make ramois here, to fool the Rosh in order to get away that Sefer Torah or that tefillin. In other words, by being by the Rosh, you're just going to ruin it. It's just going to be mevaza, the divrei shebedusha. So therefore, the tzadik has the right even to fool the Rosh to get it away. Because that's really what Yaakov did over here. Yaakov really fooled Esav in order to take away the Bechira. So you see, you're allowed to do this. And really, maybe this could be the pshat later on, even by the Brochus also. That later by the Brochus, when Yitzchak woke up and found out that it was really Yaakov that took the Brocha, and Esav now is coming the second time, and asking him, give me a Brocha also. It says a Lashon that Yitzchak Avinu first started to cry, but then he ended off and said, Gam Baruch Yia. Is there a lesson that no, that Lamaisa Yaakov should keep the brachas? He was masking that Yaakov now should keep the brachas. So the question is, why Taka was Yitzchak masking that Yaakov should keep the brachas? Like the Pasha starts off with Yecharad. First Yitzchak was all shook up, was frightened. What happened here? Like really, Yitzchak Avinu thought he was given the brachas to Esav. And later he finds out, no, he gave it to Yaakov, and now Esav is coming and he asked him for one more bracha. But at the end of the Pasha says, Gam Baruch Yia. So the question is, why was Yitzchak maskim? Why did he agree that the bracha should stay by Yaakov? So it could be like this thought also. True, that Yitzchak all along thought that Esav wasn't that bad. He thought that Esav, I can still help him out. The brachas, he should get brachas in order that with the brachas, maybe he'll be ma'asal atoiv. Maybe I'll be able to help him. But Lamaisa at the end, when he saw what happened, that Lamaisa Yaakov took the brachas, so Yitzchak understood that min ha-shamayim, that was the right thing to do. Even though Yaakov had to come to Ramoyis, had to come and like fool his father to take away those brachas, but the Rebbe Chosid says, now that also was mutter. And Yaakov also, Yitzchak also knew this. Because all along Yitzchak didn't realize how bad Esav was. But now when he heard, he understood that Lamaisim and Hashemayim, they let the brachas go to Yaakov, now he understood who Esav really was, and he understood that that Yaakov really had a right to do this Ramois, to do this trickery, in order to get the brachas away from Esav. That the Buddha Chos is saying here now, that a tzaddik has a right to make Ramois trickery, to get away a Dovah Toiv from a Rosha. Then the pasuk before Sheni, it says that Ekev Asher Shoma Avraham B'Koli Vayishmor Mishmati Mitzvoisoi Chukoisai V'Sarvosai, that Avraham Avinu kept the Torah. The Chazal Darsha from here that he even kept Erev Tavshilin. Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, even all the Dinim of the Rabbanans also Avraham Avinu kept. And this the Ramban talks about here that the Ovis were Mekayim the Kol HaTorah Kula. So here the Ramban asks the famous question, if so, how was Yaakov Mutter to marry two sisters? And he says the Pshat is they only kept the Torah in Eretz Yisrael, but in Chutz Laretz not. Therefore, when Yaakov was living with Rochel and Leah, he was in Chutz Laretz. But Enochnami, when Yaakov Avinu came back into Eretz Yisrael, that's when it was Meisolai Rochel, that's why Rochel died right away. But Akopon of the Kasha, some Achreinim asked, the Chedush Yerim asked the question. Like we know there's Alocha that a Ben Noyach, if he shove Asan Shabbos, he's Chayiv Misa. A Goy is not allowed to rest on Shabbos. If he rests like the Shein Mitzvah Shabbos, he's Chayiv Misa. So it's a question that there are some Rishonim that learn in the Gemara Tashayla that the Yavis still had Alocha of Ben Noyach. The Yavis, even Avraham Avinu, had Alocha like a Ben Noyach. They first got Alocha of Klai Yisrael, Bishas Matan Torah. But before that, there was Alochas only of B'nai Noyach.
So the question is then, if Avraham Avinu has a loch of a ben noyach, so how is he able to be a shomer Shabbos? Here it says he kept kol Torah kulam. The loch is if you're a shomer, if you're a ben noyach, that shomer Shabbos is chayiv misa. So the Chush Yerim wants to answer that the pshat is that Avraham Avinu walked out with tzitzis on Shabbos. He wore tzitzis. Now the loch is like this. The beged itself, of course, you're allowed to wear on Shabbos. It's like any other clothing. You're allowed to wear clothing on Shabbos. But the strings, the tzitzis itself, that's really a masui. That's not really part of the beged. Just if it's being done, the shei mitzvah, if you're mechuyev and mitzvah tzitzis, and you're doing a mitzvah, then the mitzvah makes it that the strings are bottled to the beged. But if you're not doing a mitzvah with the strings, or let's say the mashal, if the strings become puzzle on Shabbos, you're missing two or three strings, so the loch is you're not allowed to wear that beged out on Shabbos. Because the rest of the strings, since there's no mitzvah with it anymore, it's not bottled to the beged. It's called like a mas. It's called like you're carrying out on Shabbos. So therefore, Avraham Avinu was like this. If Avraham Avinu had a locha like a Ben Yisrael already, that he was mechuyev a mitzvahs, so when he wore his tzitzis out on Shabbos, he wasn't being mechal a Shabbos. Because since he was mechuyev in mitzvah tzitzis, then it's called like part of the beged, so it was okay. But the only question is, on the tzad that Avraham Avinu had halacha like a ben noyach, he wasn't mechuyev in the mitzvahs. So if he wasn't mechuyev in the mitzvahs, it comes out that the tzitzis now, the strings, was not bottled to the beged. He wasn't mechuyev in this mitzvah. So if so, it's considered like he's carrying out on Shabbos. So that's how Mamonashach, Avraham Avinu, walked out on Shabbos. That if he has halacha like Yisrael, he was a shomer Shabbos. If he has halacha like a ben noyach, then he wasn't a shomer Shabbos. Then the pasuk says after Shlishi that Vayigdal Hoish Vayelech Holoch Vagodol Akigodom Yoid, that Yitzchak was coming very strong, very big, very powerful. Vayihiloi Mikne Tzoin, he had cattle of Tzoin, or Mikne Boker, and a special cattle of Boker, of axes. Vayavudu Rabbi and Alat, Vayikanawai Seplishim. The Plishim or Mekana were jealous of them. But the question is, why does the pasuk have to say the word Mikne twice? It just should have said, Vayihiloi Mikne Tzoin u Boker. What does it have to say, Vayihiloi Mikne Tzoin u Mikne Boker? Because if to say he separated them and had them in two different categories. Like in Tzoin, there are a lot of different types of sheep. There's lamb, there's ayol, there's kvosim. They're all type of Tzoin. Sakam, by Tzoin, it puts it all together. But by Boker, it keeps it separately. What does it have to say the word Mikne twice here? So the Meshech Chochma once answers very good, the way the Rambam brings down Hilchos Maisa, that Yitzchak Avinu was Masakan to take off Maisa Behema. And the loch is when you take off Maisa Behema, that's when you have your new Behemas growing, so giving birth. So if you have 10 of them, the 10th one is Maisa Behema. Now the loch of Maisa Behema is you can't take off from a Tzoin for a Boker, or a Boker for a Tzoin. They're called two different categories. But in the parish of Tzoin, a Keves and an Ayil, they're the same men. You could take off Maisa Behema one for the other. So therefore, the Pesach is emphasizing now, as if they said, like, he kept two separate Miknes here, two separate groups, because what grew from, what gave birth from the Tzoin, he had to give Maisa Behema by itself. And what grew from the Boker, he had to take off Maisa Behema from itself also. Now then, in the parshas of the brachos and after Chamishi, Perach Chav Zayin says, "Vayiki zoken Yitzchok v'tichyenu einov merois v'yikru eseso b'nei agodol v'yemilo b'ni v'yemilo v'neini." It says that Yitzchok was getting older already, and his eyes he couldn't see so well. So now he figured he wanted to give a bracha to his son Esav. So the question is, like in Farshan speak, why did Yitzchok really want to give the bracha to Esav over Yaakov? Like even though true Yitzchok loved Esav, but of course he also realized that Yaakov was a bigot tzaddik, Yaakov was Yeshiva Holom, Yaakov was learning Torah the whole time. So how come Yitzchok wanted to give the brachas Badafka to Esav over Yaakov? And Pashu Yilorim Shat, I saw the Rishonim even say like this, that or Chaim Moshe says like this, that Yitzchok figured that Esav needs help. Esav is maybe not doing as great as Yaakov is, but because he had his taifa, he had Yetzara bothering him, he had a big Yetzara. But he figured though with the brachas, if I'd be help him along, if I give him siyua, that would help him fight his Yetzara, he could win over. Whereas Yaakov won over the Yetzara already. So Yaakov didn't need that much siyua from the brachas. That's why Yitzchak Badavka wanted to work with Esav to give him the brachas, as if to be Mesakin Esav. That the Rechaim says, like later on in the Pashas brought down that Yaakov did a ksaschet, when he didn't let Dina, he didn't let Esav see Dina. Because if he would have let Esav marry Dina, see Dina, maybe he would have been Machzal Atayv. Like Mashmi was supposed to work with Esav. See, Yitzchak wanted to work with Esav. That's why Yitzchak wanted to give the brachas b'davka to Esav.
Other mafarshim I saw said that the pshat is that the one mitzvah that Esav had was the mitzvah kibbut avein. So because of his mitzvah kibbut avein, that was a schus for him that first of all Yitzchak was not able to see all the bad that he did, and therefore Yitzchak wanted to work with Esav because of the kima, the mitzvah kibbut avein that he had. And because it is, someone to say very good that when Rivka heard what happened, so Rivka told Yaakov, you go and get the brachas. So it says that Yaakov said back to Rivka, how can I go? The pasuk says, Ula yimusheni yovi, maybe my father will feel me. For yisi b'enim kesimateya, I'll be like a fool in front of him, like I'm fooling him. For yaveisi like klola v'lei bracha, Lord will bring a curse upon me, not even a bracha. Fa'atayma le'imoy, so the mother answered back and said, don't worry, olai kiloscha b'ni, upon me the curse will go. Ach, but rather, Shema b'keili v'lech kachli, just listen to my voice and go, and it ends off, kachli, take it for me. What's the emphasis here of kachli? What's the extra word here, take it for me? Like lafuke what? So, some of us want to say like this, that Rivka knew that the schus of Esav was because he had the mitzvah kibbut avein. That's why he was going to get the brachas. So Rivka wanted to make it now that Yaakov should do a mysterious nefesh in the mitzvahs kibbut avein, and then he'll like win over Esav, he'll be able to get the brachas. So that's why now Rivka told Yaakov, true, there's a sakon involved here, that maybe your father will catch you and he'll give you a klola. But don't worry about that. Just kachli, go and take for me now, do this kibbut avein. Go bring me this, and the schus that you're going to do this mitzvah for me, that will be a schus that you'll be able to receive the brachas. And Lemaisa, that one of the reasons why Yaakov agreed to do this, because the mashma from the Mefarshim, that Yaakov also saw Minas Shemayim was the right thing to do, like we spoke about before, and there were Malachim Kesed helping him out. So Yaakov saw this was the right thing to do to get the brachas. And Lemaisa, that's what happened, that the brachas taka went to Yaakov. Now the question is, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wanted the brachas to go to Yaakov, so how come he had to make it that first it went through looking, going towards Esav, and then it ended up by Yaakov? So the Mefarshim want to say that if the brachas would have went straight to Yaakov, it could be that then that Yitzchak would have not given him the brachas of Olam Hazer, he would have given him the brachas only of Ruchnius, of Olam Habo, because that's what a tzaddik needs. But he wouldn't have given him the brachas of Yitin Lecho Mital HaShemayim, the Olam Hazer. So that's why it had to be that first Yitzchak thought he was giving these brachas to Esav. Esav knew he needed the Olam Hazer. In order to be Mechazik him, to help him along, he needs Olam Hazer. He has to have a good life. So that's why Hashem B'davka made it that the bracha should go like through Esav, as if to say that Olam Hazeh, to have an enjoyable life, a tzaddik also needs. He could do more mitzvahs that way. That's the rotzen of Hashem. Hashem likes it when tzaddikim have a good life. True, sometimes they don't. Sometimes their avodah is not to have it. But if they do have it, it's something that Hashem likes about it. It's something that Hashem wants to do toif to people. That's why Hashem wanted even the brachas of Olam Hazeh should also go to the tzaddikim. Secondly, they say that if the brachas would have went straight to Yaakov, it could be then that only a tzaddik like Yaakov would receive the brachas. You have to be a tremendous madrega like Yaakov Avinu. Then you would be able to receive the brachas. But somebody that's not like Yaakov Avinu, maybe you wouldn't be able to receive the brachas. So that's why the brachas like went in the dark even to a person like Esav. The way Yitzchak thought Esav was, Yitzchak didn't really, he was a Rosh Hagama. Yitzchak thought he was a mediocre. He needed a little help. So the brachas went to even such a person like that. Therefore, Lamaisa, the brachas could be chal on roiv of Klal Yisrael. But it's interesting that before Yitzchak gave the brachas, first he asked them to give him some good food to eat. So first you learn that the laklal is that the shechina is only shruya, but toich hasimcha, a person has to be besimchas hanefesh, when a person is happy in a good mood, that's when the shechina comes upon you. See, to give a brach, it's like hamshach, it's like hashpah of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You want the Shechina to be here, to be maskim, to help along with this bracha. So Yitzchak wanted to put himself in a matziv of simcha, to first have food, in order to be in the matziv, to be able to give out the brachas. Other pshatim that bring down, we know it's always brought down, that when a tzaddik, a talmid chacham, eats, his sud is like a korban. The achila of a tzaddik is like a korban. And the pshat is that a korban is something that's makar, brings us closer to Hashem. When a tzaddik eats food, like he realizes, who gave him this food? Where does the food come from? He realizes clearly it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he has a tremendous amount of HaKoros HaTov back to Hashem because of the food that he just ate. So therefore that's Mekarvim, that like makes him close to Hashem. So that's what Yitzchak was doing here also. Before he gave the brachis, like, he first wanted to have enjoyment of Olam Hazeh. and Melech will be makir, will thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it, and that will make him close to Hashem. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the way somebody is makir toiv, appreciates so much the toiv that Hashem gives you, it only makes Hashem want to give more and more and more brachas back to you. So that's the way Yitzchak got this hashpo of giving a bracha. The fact first he was makarif himself to Hashem by appreciating even the eich of the food that Hashem gives. And really Rashi brings down a medrash that on the first bracha that it says that Yitzchak gave Yaakov, it says in the Shishi, V'yitein lecho helokim mital hashamayim u'mishmani yoretz v'roiv dogam v'sirosh. So Rashi brings down, what's the V'yitein? He brings down from the medrash that says V'yitein means Yitain v'yachzav yitain. Hashem will give, and will give then again a second time. Like Pasha, the Medrash is Madaik from the extra Vav, it says v'yitain. It just should have said yitain l'cho elokim. What's the v'yitain, the extra Vav? Like a Vav Moisif? It's if they said that Hashem will give us once, and then will give us a second time. So the question is, like, what do you have a yitain v'yachzav yitain? What, Hashem is stingy? Hashem can't give a brach at one shot, he can't give us enough for a long time. Mashma, we have to keep on coming back to Hashem, yitain v'yachzav yitain. So some of us are learning Poshid, that that's the way we're makarif to Hashem. The more somebody gives you, the more you like him. If somebody gives you something just once, okay, you appreciate it then, but then you forget about him. You don't know about him anymore. Hashem doesn't want that. Hashem wants us Kesedah to be close to him. So that's why Hashem Kesedah gives us and gives us and gives us. But another pshat could be, and like this, Mepharshim said, that's by the Nochesh. It's brought down that by the Nochesh he had a klolo. The klolo of the Nochesh was that al ofa teichol. He'll eat dirt. So Kasher is, what's so bad about that? Wherever he goes, he's going to have food to eat. He'll always have dirt. The Torah says that that's called, you're thrown away from Hashem. You're not like receiving it from Hashem. You have everything you need for the rest of your life. That's a terrible klola. A Jew has to always realize that he's coming on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a yitain v'yachzav yitain. Hashem is always giving us and again giving us. But another pshat could be like we just said, the pshat is that Hashem first gives us a taiva. Hashem gives us a bracha. Now if a Jew takes it in the right mood, and he feels happy, he's like makir toiv, he wants to thank Hashem for the bracha he gave him, so that only makes Hashem the yachzav yitain to give you again. That's the way there's amshacha brachas, it goes on and on and onwards. That it's like a cycle. Hashem gives us, if we appreciate it, Hashem gives us more. That's the way it goes. Kesayda, that's the side of an emissar bracha. Now, before in Pasuk Chav Beis, it says that Vayigash Yaakov al Yitzchak Aviv Vayemusheyu, we felt him. Vayemer, and he said, Hakil Kil Yaakov Hayudai Mide Yosef. That Yitzchak said, the voice sounds like Yaakov, but Hayudaiim, the Yudaiim Hayudai Yosef, you feel like Yosef. So the famous Medrash brought down of this Pasuk that says that Bizman Sheyesh Kol Bebeis HaMedrash or Beis HaKnesses is Ein HaYadayim Yedei Yosef. In other words, when Klai Yisrael is davening good, learning good, then Yosef will not have Shlita. Then there won't be a Yadayim Yedei Yosef. But Bizman that there's no Kol in the Beis HaMedrash, Bizman that Klai Yisrael is not davening good, Bizman Klai Yisrael is not learning good, then it will be HaYadayim Yedei Yosef, then Yosef will be Gover. Like it says at the beginning of the pasuk, or at the beginning of the parsha, Ulaim, when it says which they told it that Vayomer Hashem lo shnei goyim bevitneich ushnei lumim meyayich yiparedu Ulaim milam yemotz, that one will be stronger than the other. Bizman Yaakov is strong, Esav is weak. Bizman Esav is Yaakov is weak, Esav is strong. So here also the Medrash is saying that that's the pshat this pasuk of Akel Kol Yaakov Yadayim Yedei Yosef. But the question, the yes and the medrash is, the pasuk of course is not mashma like this. The pasuk says both of them. The pasuk says clearly, Hakil kil Yaakov hayadayim yedei Yosef. Mashma at the same time, when there'll be a kil of Yaakov, there'll also be a yadayim of Yosef. So how come the medrash dashen, this man we have one, we won't have the other? So the Vilna Gaon once answers and says, if you medayik in the Lashon, it says, Hakil kil Yaakov. The first kil is a chaser. It's not written kuf, vav, lamed, like the second one is, but the first one is only written kuf, lamed. It's a chosar, it's missing the vav. So he reads like this, ha-keil, keil Yaakov. That means, bizman, keil, is without the vav, is like kal, is like weak. When the voice of Yaakov is weak, then it will be v'hayadayim yedei Yosef. But in Echanami, if that's a diuk, that bizman there'll be a complete, a good curl of Yaakov, then it would not be Yudayim Yudai Yosef. But the pshat from the Medrash is because the posik is chosar. The curl is missing the vav. It's just ha-curl, like you can read it, ha-kal, curl Yaakov. When the voice of Yaakov is kal, then there'll be a Yudai Yosef.
Much afraid of Hashem, that's why I didn't want to mention Hashem's name. And the same thing with the curl called Yaakov, Yadayim of the Yesov, even though his voice sounded like Yaakov, the same thing you have to say with two shittas. Yaakov used to talk kindly and nicely, and Esav, maybe he thought that his shita was to talk rough. That was Esav's shita, doing Avodas Hashem, to be a little bit rough. So that's why, again, Yaakov, Yitzchak could have still thought Esav was a tzaddik. And one of the Shmuzim of Chaim Shmuel Lebetzitzah brings down that the Medrash on this pasuk, the Medrash Rabbah says that on Kihikra Hashem Lekecha Lefonai, that Yaakov answered back Yitzchak, Hashem help me, everything was prepared. So the Medrash says that the B'yechon of Rosh Lakish, Chadoma one says like this, that Yaakov answered back, in the Korbon Cho Hamtzi Lecha Kodesh Baruch Hu, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu let you Yitzchak, like by the Kedah, he prepared another aisle that Avram was able to bring for Korbin, is Lemacho Cholachas Kama Vakama. In order for you to have food to eat, isn't it for sure that Hashem prepares it for you? And the other one says, Im lezavukcha hamtzilcha, if Hashem prepared a shidduch for you, your wife, tichsiv, hakrin olafone hayoim, that Hashem prepared that Rivka should be for you, is lemalcho chalachas kama v'kama. Isn't it for sure that Hashem prepares you your food? In other words, Yaakov was answering back the tremendous bitochin, the trust that he had in Hashem, as if not to worry about anything. The same way Hashem gives us a shidduch, the same way Hashem gave you the ayil to bring by the Akedah, Hu Adin Hashem is the one that's always giving us the panos of the food, like not to worry where the food comes from. Like how bitochin it comes from Hashem. Then Pasuk of Zayin says, Vayigash, Vayishak loy, and Yitzchak kissed him, Vayorach esrech begoda, Vayavarcheyu. He smelled the smell of the clothing and he gave him a bracha, Vayomer, Rereach b'ni kerech, Sodeh Asheberch Hashem. That the smell is very good. So Rashi is the kasha that haloy ein reach ra yosim mishet avizim. The worst smell could be is from the clothing that he was wearing, from the goat cloth, goat skin. Elamalamech shenichnos ima reach gan eden. That Yitzchak now smelled the smell of gan eden. And again it says kereach asode. So Rashi says also zeh sedei tapuchim. This is the Gemara in Tainis, the Dashins. He smelled Gan Eden, and he smelled the fields of Tapuchim of apples. And Mekitza, the Mashgiach, explains this. I realize the Chazal that says Eliyahu HaNavi was walking with somebody, and somebody saw an Avela and closed his nose like it smelled bad. Eliyahu said, what's so bad? His teeth is white. And then Eliyahu passed by somebody that was a big Rosha doing a lot of Averis, and such a person Eliyahu closed his nose. As if to say, Ruchnius, the smell of Ruchnius is worse. If a person's a tzaddik, the smell is tremendously good. If the person's a rasha, the smell is tremendously bad. See, here also, when Yitzchak smelled Yaakov, the smell coming out from Yaakov was like an Eden, means the smell of a tzaddik is tremendously good. It's a Ruchnius, the type of a smell that a tzaddik could smell when another person is a tzaddik doing mitzvahs or kosher or yid.
Now, in the actual brachas itself by Yaakov, the first bracha, it says, Avitin l'cho elokim mitala ha-shamayim u'mishmani yoretz. The first it says, mitala ha-shamayim, and then mishmani yoretz. As if to say, by Yid, the main thing has to do be is the ruchnius, that it's working to receive the shamayim, and the oilam hazeh, the gashmis, is a siyua, it's an ezer, it has to help you. You need it in order to have an easy life to do mitzvahs. But it's only an ezer, it's only helping us that we should be able to do mainly the mitzvahs to be Isaac in Shemayim. However, by Yaakov it says just the opposite. It says by Yaakov, Mishmane Yoretz, Yir Meshavech, Mitala Shemayim Eyal, that the Iker of the Goyim is the Olam Hazeh, the life here in this world. Then after, when Yitzchak found out what happened, that Yaakov took the brocha, and now Esav was coming in, so Pesach says, Vayecharad Yitzchak Harod Gedolah, and Yitzchak trembled very much, Ad miyoid vayem miyah for who at saw that side the avili vochel b'terem tovoy v'arvacheyu gam baruchia. Like we spoke about before, first Yitzchak was shocked what happened, and then at the end he said though baruchia, like he was masking the vices b'neshemayim. The brachas was supposed to go to Yaakov, and he was masking for this. But at the beginning, when it says Vayecharad Yitzchak Charod Gedolo, so Medrash brings down that the Charod Gedolo, there's two Charodis that Yitzchak was afraid, trembled twice. Once Bishas, he was Neker Agabi HaMizbech. Once Bishas, that Avraham Avinu's father brought him for a korban Agabi HaMizbech. And once Bishas now, when Esav brought in front of him the Matamin. So Medrash says, which one was a greater Charodo? So it says, Keshuwar Mekam, it says over here, V'yechrad Yitzchak Charod Gedoyla Ad Miyoid, Heviyayim Ezu Gedoyla. Comes out that Yitzchak trembled more now when he heard what happened with Yaakov and Esav with the brachas, then he trembled more than he trembled at the time of the Akedah. So Pshaka, what's the Pshat? How come the Churba, the Akedah, is a bigger reason to tremble than it is right now just on giving the brachas to Yaakov instead of giving it to Esav? And the Sefer Tam Vadasi, he wants to explain like this, that the first Mesiras Nefesh by the Akedah, that's okay. Yitzchak can understand this, that there's an Indian for Mesiras Nefesh, a Jew has to give up his life for Kodesh Baruch Hu, Al Kiddush Hashem, V'yatul Hashem, once we have to do it, that's one type of a Mesiras Nefesh. It's a Charoda, but we can understand it. But here, by Yaakov and Esav, like we said, the Pasuk ends off Baruch Yir. In other words, now Yitzchak realized that Yaakov really was supposed to receive the bracha. And he was masking, he agreed to it. So he felt bad now for Yaakov. He saw the way Yaakov has to go through life, that sometimes there was a ramois, that when you're handling with the goyim, with the bad people, you have to fool them sometimes in order to get out the good. So that's a terrible charoda, to realize now that Yaakov is going to have to go through such a life. Like this, that's taka big sakono, and that's something really to be afraid about. This is taka real charoda, because we know that Yaakov's avinu midrash is emes. We always say titein emes li Yaakov, the truth goes to Yaakov. So question is, throughout the parshas we see the most trickery, like you would think the opposite of truth, happened with Yaakov avinu. The brachas now, the mechira of the bechira, the whole life through living with Lavan, it's all like trickery. And here he's the titein emes li Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu is the mida of emes. And the pshat always is that Hashem gives you nisoyin, Hashem tests you in your mida. If your mida is emes, so Hashem gives you tests to see if it can really be omid with the real mida of emes. And what we see from these parshas are that the real mida of emes is not just on what we see to be the truth. Emes means what the rotten of Hashem is. If that's the will of Hashem, if that's what Hashem wants, that's called emes. Of course, you have to be a tremendous tzaddik to know exactly what Hashem wants. We have no right stamp to say a sheker. It's not very to say a sheker, to say it's a lie. Only in certain cases where the tzorach of Hashem is to do this way, do you have a right to do it. So this taka Yitzchak now, had a charod gedol ad miyod, is a very hard thing to be omid. To know that you have to do the emes, and if you have sometimes goyim doing the opposite for you, in order to get over them, win over them, have power over them, certain times you have to do it through ramois, like we spoke about before from Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, that if you see a sefer Torah or tefillin b'yad rosho, you're allowed to do all type of ramois to get it away from him. So certain times, if that's the rotzon of Hashem, we're allowed to do it. But I call upon him exactly to know when we are allowed to, when we're not allowed to. This is really something to have a charod gedolo ad miyoid. Then by the end of the parsha it says, the end of this parak it says that the pasuk mem vov, that vatoyma rivka el Yitzchak, katzti b'chayim ibnei b'nei cheis, in lakech Yaakov ishim ibnei cheis, kaila, ibnei saras lomuli chayim. That Rivka said over, katzti, I can't take, it's disgusting to me in the eyes of the people around here, that Yaakov should not take a wife from the people around here. So the question is, how come Rivka didn't just tell Yaakov directly, do me a favor and take a wife from my mishpacha, them more ruya, and don't take from the people around here? So we spoke that once before, that that's the lochatak in Yerodea like that, that an Adam is not allowed to be moicha his son to tell him what type of a wife to take. If a son wants to take a wife and the father doesn't want him to, the son does not have to listen to his father. And the Gro explains it, because kivud avei means hainu tzorcha yav. You have a mitzvah mechabed your father to do things for his sake. Lachiloi, to give him teat, lashkeyu, to give him to drink. But you're not mechuyiv, though, to do different for yourself because of him. Does your father want you a toiva for yourself, that you have right to say, no, I want to do what I want. And there you don't have to listen to your father. However, in the Shas HaTshuvos, Meshuv Dovr brings down that let's say the parents tell the son, not just Tom, we don't want you to marry her, but it's a big bizoyin, it's a terrible thing for us, we'll be hurt from it, it's a bizoyin, it's something that night will be a Pekam Mishpocha, then the son has to listen to the parents. Then the son does not have the right to ruin it for the parents, to make a bizoyin, to make a Pekam, to do something to harm the parents. So that's very good what Rivka did over here. Rivka did not just go and tell Yaakov, take a wife from my mishpacha. Because if Yaakov wouldn't want to, he would not listen to his mother. But rather his mother said, katzti b'chayai. You should know that disgusting for me, it's going to bother me, it's going to be a tremendous bizoyin for me. I'm going to feel terrible from it. So if that's the way you're going to feel, then Yaakov would have to listen to his mother. So that's the way his mother told him which shidduch to go and take. Now, just a little bit before about the Inyan, that it says again that when Esav came back and saw that Yaakov really took the brachas, so it says that Esav gave out a cry, and he cried very hard on Yaakov's father, isn't there at least one more bracha left over for me? And that's what happened to Maisa, even though his father Yitzchak said he gave away all the brachas already, but since Lamaisa Esav is so stark and so strong, so therefore Yitzchak gave him at least a bracha. So from here we learn out that Madach, like for the Rosh Esav, since he cried and he asked with all his heart, really, please give me one more bracha, Allah has come over, come for sure, be like a Jew like that. That if a Jew feels bad and he cries out and davens to Hashem b'chol leiv, he really means what he's saying, that's the avtocha that Abada Kodesh Baruch will help him, and he'll only see brachas because of that. Then at the end of the parashan, it says that Vayikro Yitzchok El Yaakov Vayivorach Oisoi Vayitzaveyu Vayomelo Lesikach Ishim Ebnois Kenan. They say the word that Yitzchok called back Yaakov, and now first it says he gave him a bracha like he spoke nice to him, and then he gave him this commandment to telling him when you find the shidduch, Lesikach Ishim Ebnois Kenan. So first Yitzchok gave him a bracha, and then he told him about the shidduch, he told him exactly who to marry. And he didn't say bedavka who to take, because he wasn't sure from his own mishpacha there, from Mibes Besul, the Begiva Shidduch there. So he just said, don't take from the mishpacha, from Ishim of Bnei Kenan. And the Chofetz Chaim Zatzal is medayik from here, that the way chinuch, the way parents are supposed to act with their children, is lavdavka, you have to be harsh and hard with them, and always be very strict with them. But the pshat is that first you have to be mekar of them, you have to act nice to them. You have to talk to them in a nice loshen, that they should like you. And that's the way they'll accept, they'll be mekabel what you have to tell them. Like here we see Yitzchok, the first thing when he told his son Yaakov to find the shidduch, he didn't go straight to give him a tzivui, a straight direct loshen how to do it, but rather first he gave him a brocha. First he was mekar of him, they gave him a brocha and told him that he should feel happy with him and good with him. And then he told him what he wanted. Is a tremendous limud in derech hachinuch, is the openness from a car of the children to be nice to them, and they'll then listen to you. That's the way you get points across. Then in Posik Ketes it says that Vayikach es Mochlas Bas Yishmael. It says that Esav took Mochlas Bas Yishmael, and the Medrash Rabbit says on this, Mochlas is the pshat she Mocholoi HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol avon Esav. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave Esav and all his averus. That's called Mochlas, that she was a Siba, why Yisrael should have a Mechila Gemurah. And the Pshat is Vaisleis that he married L'Shem Shemayim, because he saw the way his father did not like to take wives from Bnei's Kenan, the way he told Yaakov, don't take from Bnei's Kenan. So therefore now also Esav wanted to marry Mochlas that was not from Bnei's Kenan, but rather from Bas Yishmael. So Yitaka married L'Shem Shemayim. And we know that's always the Yisoy, the Chazal always say, that if you marry your wife L'Shem Shemayim, it's the Mechon L'Akol of an Esav. So it comes out, we see from here how choshev it is, B'yom Chasanos, the day of Yichasana, that Madach, this Rosh Esav, when he married his wife L'Shem Shemayim, at that day at least he had a Mechila and all his Averis. For sure, regular Jew, when he has chasna, the day of the chasna is a tremendous simcha. It's like a day that Kosh Baruch was mechla kol of an Esav. It's like your mom is starting over a new life, yadav chodesh, b'chayim, and you have to hop around and take advantage and really feel like you're starting over again. We should take a bizaycha that Hashem taka should really give us a mechila shleima on the yom chasunosai. All right, we'll stop here.